upskilling and expanding your knowledge. That is the Beijing rhythm that we are getting into today, if we want to move to the beat of the 21st century. Whether you want to step into a new job, step up in your current job, step out on your own, or step harder as an entrepreneur, lifelong learning is not optional. It is a must. Digital literacy is not optional. It is a must. Finding solutions is not optional. It is a must. The NTI is offering every Barbadian an upskilling knowledge expanding solution through the world's leading provider of online education, Coursera. With more than 1,000 top quality courses from globally recognized accredited institutions, courses in IT, entrepreneurship, business, tourism, the creative industries, and more. And they're all online. No data charges apply, so you can learn offline. There are beginner, intermediate, and advanced level courses, so you can start wherever you are and move up. And you can move at your own pace too, no stress. Hundreds of Barbadians have already taken advantage of this upskilling, knowledge-expanding, potentially life-changing opportunity. Go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb and start your online upskilling, knowledge-expanding journey today, because you're never too good to get better.
Take all my memories, so I won't be alone. The only way we can open the show this evening, in memory of Sharon Darlington, that's her former bandmate and friend and teen talent winner, Edwin Yearwood. Let's say good evening to Sluggy Dan and the entire team, guests and panel who are a part of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening.
Yes, please. Good evening. Greetings, manners, and respect. Barbados, I love you. Thanks for all the messages. And Sharon was part of the Richard Stout Teen Talent alumni, of which I am proudly a part of. Ronnie would have seen you there tons and tons of nights. You both know Sharon very well. And she's an absolute talent. And Ronnie, you know, they got some artists who honestly do it just for the love, who just do it because they love the art form, just love to sing. Sharon was one of those singers, Ronnie, that just love to sing, don't care what. She didn't care about the glitz and the glamour. She didn't care she got rich from it. Like, if you call on her, Sharon is there. And she's phenomenal too. So it's good to know that she's also absolutely brilliant, very good vocalist. She's one of the first bands I heard doing the song, Loving You, it is by Mary Ripperton. We really got the scream at the end. And Sharon would do the scream quite comfortable. You know what I mean? And if anyone knows that song, that's a tough task. So salute to my sister, Sharon Darlington, man. Same, rest in peace so many times, but is a part of life. And I just wish all of her friends and family and loved ones, a lot of them are also VOB 92.9 listeners as well. So we just want to wish you strength and comfort during this time. You know, it's not easy and it brings back lots of memories. And she's someone I love a lot, man. I used to look up to her as a little man. So it's a tough one. So to all of her loved ones, condolences from all of us right here. This evening, we have a great show plan. We have a surprise for Barbados. We just want it back for another minute. Purposely, we have a surprise for Barbados. But you know, action is going to start soon, where you're going to see people like the announcer turn his red hat in the ring, bringing fiery lyrics. So you know action, and it's a war song now. So in a war song, you know, in a fight, when you hear someone have a puncher's chance, that means when that fight start, one punch can knock out anyone, so you can't call a winner. So this is one of those serious things where one song is really a knockout. It's really a knockout match. It's a heavyweight match. This just separate the sheep from the goats. In my opinion, doing one song and you have to bring it, you don't got a chance to make up the next time. That is a serious pressure. But for me, it makes the competition feel so much better. That's my opinion. If you all don't agree, 4341790. I'm my surprise guest. I'm gonna let you know who he is soon. We have two community entrepreneurs, and it makes me feel so good when we can highlight persons from our community, persons that walk among us, persons that live among us, who are entrepreneurs, who are business persons, who are playing their trade and doing their best to strive. And you know, we can learn some tips and tricks from them, what they did coming up along the line, how they started, how they got to where they are, and the importance of having businesses in the community. We can unpack everything, but I just want to salute these two community entrepreneurs that is doing wonderful things. First up, we have Talicia Lewis, you know, and she own Bake You Happy and Happy Trees. I love those, Ronnie. Bake You Happy. Make you happy by baking you happy and happy treats. This is her business. She has been an entrepreneur for the past 14 years, and it has been an exhilarating experience filled with highs and lows and lots of learning. Woo, that's so good. I love the name Bake You Happy. So I just want to say good evening to the owner of Bake You Happy and Happy Treats. Good evening, Talicia Lewis. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. I am fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great, man. I'm great, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you. And for me, I'm a community person, Talicia, and And we know in the community, you know, it's about a good singer, popular singer, them getting enough forward. You know, the young people will say enough forward, enough attention because they're singing, they're on the radio, they're on the TV. You understand? So them getting enough of the forward, but you may be equally as great in what you do or even better at what you do. But then it'd be like, wait, like, look at me over here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if what you're doing is something second class, as if it isn't art, you know what I mean? So it's good to highlight persons in the community who are also doing art. And there's a reason why it's called it culinary art, because it is indeed an art, because how it look got to match a lot of the time, how it tastes, especially in advertising. So persons like yourself, I'm sure you will have tons of friends who we need saluting as well. I'm sure you will know tons of businesses that the persons out there are so professional, absolutely world-class service, because being just local, we providing a world-class service. And I think for me, in my opinion, a few persons like yourself deserve a lot of the spotlight too. So that is why you're here and that is my job. So it's an absolute pleasure to have you this evening on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, Talicia.
Thank you for having me.
And no problem. And we got to salute Jabari Thorne. Now, Jabari Thorne is the CEO and founder of OGS Enterprises. You know, listen, community entrepreneurs. I love it. And big ups to the NTA. Community entrepreneurs, Jabari Thorne, OGS Enterprises, focus on great produce and service with a wide selection of produce to choose from within OGS brand. Rather, it be slaughter or processed meats products, dairy products, vegetables, all locally grown, all homegrown. Ronnie, this young man from the community, Ronnie Clark, producing all of these things as if you were go to like one of the big name supermarkets, and he have a wide range of everything that you need to eat, and all locally grown and locally made. Like in your time, in our time. Ronnie, how important it was to support persons like that, even to the community. Where do you buy eggs from? The woman down the road, you understand me? Or what do you buy two chickens that you father friend kill? You know, you support them. How important to you coming up it was to support them things?
Living in England and Germany, it's kind of different because
yes, go ahead.
You're living in army bases. Where it's a different type of community. It's a community within a community. So what wasn't army life would be called civvy street. And it's usually when your parent, who's in the army, leaves the army and relocates, as many did, who went to the United Kingdom in 1962. And this year actually is 60 years since those 500 persons left Barbados to join the armed forces. Come back to Barbados after long service, maybe in their 40s, some go up until their 50s. And then you become part of a family, a community. Then you see raising pigs and chickens and whatever the case may be, and growing vegetables, etc. I mean, we had a little garden when we lived in Catterick, and when my dad came to Barbados, he told me, look after it. I don't have to tell you what happened to the vegetables when I was looking after it at 12 years of age. But I got great appreciation for it because in Barbados, you see markets like Cheapside and Fairchild Street, and throughout town, you'd have vendors, etc. Unless you went to London, where West Indians were, Shepherd's Bush and other places where you'd see stalls selling produce, you wouldn't really see that outside of coming here. I mean, I lived in Catterick, Richmond, North Yorkshire, nearest town. You'd have that to an extent with farmers there, but it wasn't part of everyday life until you came to Barbados, and then you appreciated at close quarters fishermen, those who were raising livestock and butchers, etc. And then, of course, working in the supermarket as a checkout boy and then a shop assistant in a fruit and vegetable department and working next to the meat room, etc. Great experience at going out of the supermarket. And then into merchandising and sales with Hanschel Ennis. So it really became very regular to me and special. And I salute all of those persons who are involved in agriculture and aquaculture, and every Barbadian that sees that as important, because we have to feed ourselves. We just have to. Simple.
Yes, AB, we have to feed. We have to feed ourselves, boy. That is very powerful. Now both persons here, you know, involved in the business and different side of the spectrum. So we're gonna talk to them for sure. Our special guest this evening and guest host is the reigning champion. Let me say this again, the reigning champion. And behind the scenes, he tell me he's ready. He told me he's ready. Ain't see no one beating him this year. It is one song, and he putting on his best gloves, and he delivering his hardest punch. So whoever's in front is going to get knocked down. I'll be speaking musically, people. We are speaking musically. We are speaking lyrically. I have the king this evening. We're going to talk about his plans for Crop Over 2022. How he liking the competition last time, how is he mentally preparing, and he's going to have a chat with me and these awesome young community entrepreneurs as well. I just want to welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rain to chill with us this evening. Welcome to my brethren classic. Good evening, bro. On mute. You got on mute. You're still mute, young boy. Press the on mute button, young boy. We lost Classic.
Oh, Classic seems to have disappeared. Oh, there he is. He's right there. Just unmute, William, and we go. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Got me there now.
Yeah, what are y'all people like technology, man?
You imagine he sang a song about technology and couldn't even unmute or stay inside the Zoom room.
Man, I got you covered here. I was listening. Yeah, buddy. Good evening, Sluggy. Good evening to the whole of your country.
Yes, please.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here, man.
Yeah, Titus, my brother. Like, we got two community entrepreneurs, right? Classic, one, BQ Happy. We're going to let her tell us about what she sells, but you can imagine in the end, BQ Happy, he was baking things down. She also have an ice cream business. And then the other young gentleman who produce all wholesome vegetables and meats as well, both from the community, but entrepreneurs, which I think is still, to me, that tradition is still a great classic of persons that we know from our communities who play their trade and business in the communities as well. For me, I love to see that tradition carrying on. I still want to see Black people classic in our communities still doing things that we can support and purchase. You understand, like, for you, yeah, and for you growing up, can you use the community mind too? You're saying social commentary, so you have to be a community person.
Of course.
For you growing up, the memories of supporting those type of businesses, just speak to the type of memories you have and what importance they played to you, in your opinion.
Well, entrepreneurship is a very strong tenet of the Barbadian culture here. We grew up as children supporting businesses. You know, we don't realize how much business oriented we really are, because I remember the little boy bring balls and the apples that the people used to see, the hawk, we used to call it vendors, hawkers, at the schools. Yes. All the time was strong entrepreneurship. You know, even when my mother used to bake bread, sell sweet bread and that kind of stuff. Huh? And then I got a brother that he got a little shop. So I came up wrong. And I had another brother who's a South snow corn. Nobody carry a brace and thing and move around, South snow corn, that kind of stuff. So I saw entrepreneurship around me from a little boy coming up. So that ain't nothing new. And it's something that we got to encourage. We got to promote it, because it builds and strengthens communities, and it gives our ordinary people to get a chance to make a living, man. So we got to be supportive of these young businesses, these community businesses, give them a chance to, you know, to add to the social fabric of the economy. And I'm a development of your country, because we can't get a really small business, like, true.
The social and economic fabric of the country. And we can't go anywhere without these small businesses. That is so true. I wonder if these young persons even know, like, the vital importance, because entrepreneurship, and like you said, Rick Classic, entrepreneurship teach such a freedom as well. And then it's open so many other options, because as you grow and expand, you got opportunities to hire persons, to bring along persons with you as well. So that's helped lessen down unemployment as well.
Yep.
Go ahead, buddy.
It develops a sense of independence as well, because we can't encourage and treat and telling our children, hey, go to school and go and work for somebody. You know what I mean? We got to encourage people to be business oriented, to hire people, to develop businesses, not just to go be a doctor or a lawyer, with all due respect to other professions, but let them go and learn skills, open their own businesses, and that will help to give them a sense of, if you feel as though you're independent and as though you can help steer the ship in terms of the country's economic development, you make a contribution. You don't just say, no, we have somebody to hire. And people.
Yes. Agree, my boy. Classic.
I hear you.
Oh, you good on stage? We just remembered as well. All my life coming out in premier secondary school, Sister Marshall used to sell snow cones and used to do incredibly well. And she used to talk about entrepreneurship, especially with the young ones. And she used to tell us even about wage. She turned on, made more money. She used to sell snow cones and made her own syrup. Sure. And then she had her own ice company. So she actually owned little
every ice village.
Yeah.
And every village had a tailor. Remember, everybody had a tailor?
Yes.
Tailors was a big thing.
During
every village had three or four tailors.
And during certain times, like Talicia began bringing ladies first. Good evening, Miss Talicia Lewis. BQ happy treats. What made you, Talicia, decided to be an entrepreneur? And I want to know your honest truth, the most surprising thing that you got into it, right? This is what you explained to Classic and earlier, my brother Ronnie. I want to know what made you decide to go into it. And we want your honest truth, the most surprising thing that made you thought, wow, I could do this.
Good evening again.
Yes, please.
What made me get into entrepreneurship? First thing first, when I became an entrepreneur, I actually had a regular 9-to-5. One of my friends was the one who pushed me in the direction. He was an entrepreneur, and I would always give him business ideas and ways to do things differently. And he was like, you would make a really good entrepreneur. You're just shortchanging yourself. But truly, I couldn't see it. I was very shy. I was very reserved. And truly, I had no natural abilities. So I was like, but what can I do? What business can I have? How can I be an entrepreneur? Like, there's really nothing I can dig from. I can't draw, I wasn't into baking. I wasn't into anything. And I just couldn't think of what I could do. And I started to do a nail class just very, very randomly. And I would just practice on my friends, and I was good with that. I would practice, go to work, and I was perfectly fine. And a day, my best friend was like, you're really wasting your talent. And I was like, no, but I am good. He was like, okay, that's fine. But I have a friend who wants her nails done, and you're going to give me an appointment to do it. And it truly just started from there. And I would go to work, come home, and I would work from about, I would get home like around 5. Sometimes I work till 11:30. I have to be back up in the morning to get work for 7:30 and just do it all over again. And from that, my wow from that would be, we always think that we have to be naturally good at something to be able to start something. But there's always something inside of each and every person that we can develop. There's always room to learn something and become good at it once you put your all into it. To me, that is where the kicker is. I mean, the people who have natural abilities, kudos to them. They have a head start, they have it easier, but when you have to dig deep inside and just give it all you have and just believe in yourself and just go hard for you, to me, that is the kicker.
Well, brilliant, man. That's brilliant. BQ happy and happy Treats, that is Talicia. 434-1790 if you know a business in your community as well, you know, a community entrepreneur playing their traded business, no matter what it is, you can call in and shout it out as well. I have the clean, the king classic here with me. Good evening, Jabari. Good evening, my brethren, OGS Enterprises. And from looking at your list here, you have everything. So it could come now, it could get meat and vegetables. It could get everything to carry home and put in the pot right now, Jabari.
Yes, good evening. Good evening to one and all.
Good evening, brethren.
Yes, as you say, we have it. If you want it, we have it.
That's what you're talking about, man. Salute to you and your business, OJ's Enterprises.
Yeah.
And you know, from all of us here at Starcom and the NTI, training.nti.org.bb, just want to salute you and your business and wish you all the best in the future for sure, my brother. First things yes. first.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. What made you decide to go into this particular field? Was it a family? Was it a family business that you carry on? Or was it out of necessity? What made you decide on this particular field?
Well,
because this is the plug, by the way, in case I didn't mean to interrupt you, but in case youngsters, in case youngsters didn't know Jabari, I tell you the secret now. In case when they know youngsters, especially for the future, yes, technology is the way, yes, but you see food, growing food is the future. You understand? We won't go too deep, Jabari, but growing food is the future here. I'm telling you, good. Who know? This is the plug, youngsters, get into it. Good. But what made you decide on this particular field, bro?
Well, for me, most of my family is doing their own thing. You know what I mean? I grew up, seeing my mother, she had a 9-to-5, but yeah, she still is a good thing on the side. You know what I mean? Same thing with my father.
Hard working parents. She can't work and still coming home and still coming home and doing your thing.
Yeah, real.
Salute mommy, boy. Salute mommy, real.
My father, same thing. Handy mind. Everything. No matter what it is. Carpenter, a hoistry, joiner, plumber, you can get it though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but for me now, the journey was like, I started doing other stuff too before I really settled down and decided that I didn't do farming. I started really truly doing tattoos. My brother's a tattoo artist. I just saw him doing it, you know? Had the interest in drawing and stuff, because I handled all this, so like, that's where it started. But from there, no, I just had the urge in me for more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I had a little shop too, doing ital, natural juices, punches, snacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still, funny say, no, I always had an interest for animals. I always love animals. Grew up raising animals, and then, you know, like, just through social media, you know, social media will really change it and enlighten me to a whole other side, just to see people like producing stock, poetry, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just being able to produce something great, and it ain't that easy. Trust me, I know I can tell you. Got challenges, but being persistent is key. Once it's saying you like, you can carry it a long way. Real.
That's awesome, but persistence is key. But some of the entrepreneurship was in your blood because you spoke about your mother and father. This is a good thing, and it's something I always look the stress on here. You know, anytime you hear a young black man especially speak about his parents and getting that passion and that drive from seeing a good example in his parents, you know, is only right that you turn out and repair them. But being someone positive and passionate as well, so that for me, because we can't pay them back, Jabari.
Yeah.
Then we could get them back. You know what I mean? Just to your hand in the air, you know, you can't pay them back. So the most you could do is try to see me. Let me at least try to keep on that positive path. You get me, Metro Pro. So I salute you for that. But classic, listen to me, King. Classic, when you're hearing, when you hear these stories, classic, and seeing these young people doing these great things, like you get inspiration from any of these things, no matter
of course,
area is my brother, because you know, you reach out to me behind the scenes and got some young person that you're working with too. This is nothing to anybody, you know, and never even say this on here. I guess I could say, you know,
yeah,
you know, like, behind the scenes, you're working with young people and, you know, giving us opportunities and linking up with some great, great people as well. Like, what was the reason for that? Like, you get your inspiration from these young persons and how?
The young people are the future. There's no doubt about it, because the music cannot continue with the older artists only. The youth got to take the banner and write it and move on and, you know, carry to a different level, right? So having watched the work that you have been doing, Sluggy, over the last couple of years, man, and exposing and developing and highlighting some of these young people, I wrote a song that was tailor-made for a female artist, right? And I say, look, I want to find somebody to sing this song. So I say, instead of going with one, the way you call these, you know, quote-unquote, established artists, I say, look, let me see if I can find a young person out there that, you know, that would be welcoming of the opportunity. Give them a break. Like, give them a chance to, you know, to be heard doing something, right? So I remember you're obviously slugging the work you're doing. So I link you up, and then because they're letting the cat out of the bag now, right? I link up my man Sluggy, let hold everybody listening know what's going on. I asked Sluggy, you...
Well, classic stick there, but
are there young
getting it back? You came back in. You stick there, classic. You stick.
You work with. Yeah, you know, you got it. Back in.
Yeah.
Talk to me here. Yeah.
Good, we got you. The only way. All right, hold on a second. You stick again. I will go.
Why you playing consistent? All right,
cool. 1 second, classic. So, Talicia.
Yes, please.
So you said why? Because one business is already a task. And this, you got two businesses, two separate brands to run, two separate products, you know, which is absolutely crazy, but I love it. What made you decide on taking on these two brands? And how difficult is it pushing and promoting and creating content and product for two separate brands? And let the public know exactly what we can purchase from these two separate brands. Because it sounds like a lot of work, Talicia. So you need, let it be real. So you need to know how you get it done. How do you promote and push these two brands separately, but equally are so awesome? And what are the products you create for each, and why you separated them?
Okay, I don't think that I push them equally, because realistically, as one person, there's only so much we can do. True. And I think, again, with entrepreneurship, we're always scared with the notion of letting people into our business, because the first thing people say is, you know, but if you let somebody into your business, you're going to take your secrets. And what I have learned along the way is that nobody is me. So if I let somebody into my business and they take something from my business, you aren't me. You know, you will create it in your way. I will create it in my way. And we'll all live. How Happy Treats came along. Well, I should backtrack. When I first started speaking, I spoke about nails. I started as a nail tech. I was doing nails for about 10 years. And then I got a little bored and I started baking as a hobby. And one of my clients wanted a cake, and Bake You Happy took off from there. And as Bake You Happy was taking off, I had done an interview with CBC. Well, could I say that here? I had done an interview. And,
no problem. Go ahead.
Okay. I had done an interview, and it was basically, you know, asking about business and how you were getting through with business, similar to this program. And 2 years after I did that, they followed up with me to find out, you know, like how the business was growing, how things were going. And, you know, when they asked me the question of how business was growing, when I really sat down and took a look at what I was doing, I really wasn't doing anything differently. I was doing the same thing that I was doing 2 years ago when they came. Yes, I may have grown in talent, but I wouldn't have added anything new to the business. And on the spot, I just decided, you know, something needs to give. And I started doing the popsicles. And obviously as a popsicle, to have a popsicle under a brand called Bake You Happy really doesn't fit. So then that's how Happy Treats was born. So that's really how that went. With Happy Treats, we offer fresh fruit popsicles. There are no dyes, no preservatives. We have a little sugar in it. We have 7 flavors at present. We have 4 flavors that are geared towards children. That's strawberry. We have one with mango and pineapple and coconut milk. We have one that has in peaches and strawberries and pineapple. And we have just a plain, we have a plain strawberry one. And then we have 3 flavors that are geared towards adults that have, they're all alcohol infused. And one is called Love Potion, which is berries and wine. The next one is called Caribbean Breeze. That one is like a pina colada twist that has some blue carousel to give you that nice sky blue Caribbean feel. And then there's one called Pretty in Pink, and that has in strawberry, prosecco, and vodka. To find these products, you can find me on IG at Happy Treats BIM, or you can find me via telephone 826-2786. Bake You Happy, similar thing. If you want to order cakes, we specialize in custom cakes. We do a lot of character cakes, a lot of 3D type cakes, a lot of gravity defying cakes. To check that out, you can go at Bake You Happy 246, and you can use the same telephone number, 826-2786.
Well, that is awesome, awesome, awesome. Happy Treats and Bake You Happy. And listen, I want you all to go and support this product. I saw Shane Jones commenting on social media saying how good they are. He's saying you're very talented. So you got good people, reputable people endorsing the product. So I'm sure the product is awesome. So you all go and support Happy Treats and Bake You Happy. Now, Jabari, you're doing your business with your produce, you know, your animals and vegetables, but you decided to do some courses as well. How? After this commercial, I want you to tell Barbados how you got in tune with these NTA courses and how did they help you after this commercial.
Listen, Bajans, we can't stand still. We have to find ways to upskill. The National Transformation Initiative has found a way. All you need is the will. With over 1,000 courses provided free of cost and fully online from the world's leading provider of online courses, Coursera, upskilling has never been easier. With courses in IT, entrepreneurship, business, tourism, the creative industries, and more, training.nti.org.bb is where you need to be if you understand the need to step up and to upskill online, anywhere, in your own time, at your own pace. Go to training.nti.org.bb and take a look. training.nti.org.bb, because you're never too good to get better.
Oh,
1988, majestic work from the two-time King, William Waith, aka Classic Live at Battlefield, and a song which could have been written yesterday, given what we're talking about today. Nation Builders, give credit where credit is due. Sluggy?
Well, yes, Nation Builders, and I agree, give credit where credit is due, and big up Classics for that. Jabari, business, you have your business, you're thriving, but you decided to do some courses with our friends at the NTA. How did you get introduced to these courses? What courses did you do, and how did they help you, my brother?
The opportunity came through our MP. Big respect to him and to all of those. And really and truly, you know, to hear big respect for making and pushing me to this level and having this great opportunity here and out today. And mostly, you know, the courses that we did was management, finance, customer service, and marketing. And those, you know, really enlightened me even further to what I was already doing. It really, really like opened up my mind even further than to what I was already studying.
Well, that is absolutely great. And how convenient you find the courses, were they long? Or did you find it was short courses, but you covered a lot of information? When it comes to information, right? How satisfied were you with the information you received?
Well, with the information, well, the course to start, the courses, for the time it was, even if it was longer, it would be better, because the amount of information that really come through the courses, it was amazing. Honestly, it was amazing. And the information that was being provided, it was like outstanding. Cause they're mm-hmm. planning, mm-hmm. organizing, mm-hmm. you know, setting goals, mm. organizing activities, mm-hmm. just make sure, you know, like to run a business successfully, get it to the vision you see or to the level that you want.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it made it really practical.
Yeah, you really need these like insights, you know, to make it profitable and a profitable business. Financially wise, wealth, you know.
No, it's absolutely great to hear you say that. Like, especially to hear a person like you who's an entrepreneur saying that you really need courses like this and this information. Say it help. You say the courses help you to be organized.
More oriented.
The courses help you to be organized. The courses taught you how to set goals, you know me, and set out a plan and set goals and help you to know how to reach your target and focus on your target. And like you said, smart goals, you know what I mean? But goals that were reasonable, goals that you could reach, you know, small steps. And you said even if it was longer, it'd be better for you because you was extremely pleased with the information you received. That is great, man. Salutes to the NTA training.nta.org.bb. Ron, you can read out one of our featured courses for today before we get these, I peep into Classic Business quick.
Yes, indeed. Let's go there. And the document was sent and it was downloaded. And here we are, our talking points for today, live on VOB 92.9 FM. This week, we feature a set of courses that focus on how to start and grow business. By participating in these courses, learners will gain practical steps to help them on their entrepreneurial journey. Entrepreneurship strategy from ideation to exit, that's course one. begins with very personal considerations related to getting to know yourself better to decide if you are ready for the multiple challenges of entrepreneurship. It then deals with creativity in order to provide the right set of tools to find an idea with the right potential. The course also gives you strategies including how to gather a founding team, how to raise money to initiate the project, how to deal with day-to-day cash management, and even how to internationally develop a small company. That's beginner level, offered by the HEC Paris, and approximately 19 hours to complete. Digital media and marketing strategies. This course aims to give you a deeper understanding of core processes of planning a digital marketing campaign and the role of various digital channels in integrated marketing communication. You will be able to adopt a holistic and integrated approach to digital marketing planning, develop a purposeful content marketing strategy to achieve your business and marketing goals, and effectively mix paid, earned, owned, and shared media channels to discover, reach, and engage your customers. Critically evaluate the role social media platforms play in viral and influencer marketing campaigns. Evaluate and measure the success of digital marketing campaigns. Identify and manage risks in digital marketing, considering multiple solutions. Beginner level, offered by the University of Illinois, approximately 20 hours to complete. And third, work smarter, not harder. Time management for personal and professional productivity. You will be able to gain and apply your knowledge and understanding of personal and professional awareness, organization and commitment, and use the tools, methods, and techniques that you have learned in goal setting, prioritization, scheduling, and delegation to overcome time management challenges and enhance productivity. Upon completing this course, you will be able to learn to plan effectively to achieve your personal and professional goals, learn to recognize and overcome barriers to successful time management, identify specific time management tools and use them effectively, manage resources both effectively and efficiently, keep your sense of perspective to prevent and manage crises, learn to delegate effectively, learn to manage expectations and say no when appropriate. Beginner level, offered by the University of California, approximately 10 hours to complete. You would hear reviews such as, "This course was quite helpful. I work in a fast-paced environment with multiple projects going at the same time. Planning the work, prioritizing, and mapping progress was helpful. Thanks for the course." The previous reviews for other courses featured, "I've learned tremendously from the course, which I was able to immediately apply to my work. Grateful for the informative insights, as well as the sharing from different industry practitioners." That's for digital media and marketing. And the top review, "This course was super engaging and practical, especially in relation to real life. Total educative joyride all through. It was awesome. Thank you, guys." That was for entrepreneurship strategy from ideation to exit.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The great Mr. Ronald Clark and ntatraining.nta.org.bb and King Classic. Listen to me, Classic. You don't need data for these courses, bro. You don't need data or Wi-Fi. You just need a device. And the courses are also free, and they are short courses and not time consuming. So you can literally come in every day and invest a little 20 minutes of your time each day into doing a course. You understand? Which is no time at all. And receive all of that information on it just right out. And much more, because that's just like the overview, review of the course. So I think this is an awesome thing that the government doing, for one. And I got to salute the NTA for coming on board and the Starcom Network and pushing their message through Starcom Network. And then we could hear real life persons who are entrepreneurs like Jabari, who have OJ's Enterprises, who did the courses and speak to their benefits in real time, live on air, unscripted. So I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, we give licks where they are due, so where we deserve to heap praises, I must also do that, Classic. So I just think that this is a wonderful, wonderful thing the NTA is doing, and they will continue to show and salute it and push it as hard as they can. Now, Classic.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you telling me that? Telling me lately here, you're doing that's right, just so. Uh-huh. I want to know where you were when you first heard in your head doing Humbug Masco. When that first came in your brain, where were you or what were you doing?
I was searching for a song. But you know, me writers, we always looking to exploit something. So yes. I was exploiting the man's name, right? And at that time there was this cross on the floor I think going on. You know, so I was just thinking, man. As a writer, you've got to be thinking all the time. So I just played on his name, exploited the fact that there was also a lot of cross in the floor going on, and the rest is history, as they say here. And it's just, let's do it, I do.
Yeah, you know? I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that the King Classic, 4341792, if you have any questions for him, 4341792, if you want to show to a community business, salute to Happy Treats, BQ Happy. Wonderful, Talicia. Salute to OJ's Enterprises. Wonderful. Classic, are you ready for this year? Are you defending your crown? You had 2 years of anticipation, 2 years of stress, 2 years of biting your nails, not knowing what is going to happen. So it's finally announced, and you know it's one song, so everybody's coming for you. They think you had the crown too long, your rest on it too long, you know, you win 2 years, you win it twice. Are you ready? Is your material done? And how confident do you feel? First here on VOB 92.9, BJ Rhythm & Rhyme, Mr. Ronnie, they're hearing it here first. Classic speaking for the first time about defending the crown right here on BJ Rhythm & Rhyme, you know, brought to you by the NTI and Bim Got Talent. Are you ready? And how confident are you?
Of course, very confident. You know what I mean? So I can let my music speak for itself. But are you ready? I use It's 3 years or 2 years, right? The little COVID time to improve my craft, tweak my lyrics, and get myself even more ready. So I think that the extra time has been an asset. I didn't see it as a negative. I work it to my advantage and use it to make my song even more harder and prepare and get my lyrics and everything ready. I start writing all the time. I mean, every day I'd be making little adjustments here and there. So I think it has worked in my favor. So yeah, ready? I'm totally ready. I ain't recorded yet, but the song's done. They done arranged everything. I just got to go in the studio when I'm ready to record.
Who you recording with?
Pardon?
Who you recording with?
I'm going to record with Ricky. I'm going to record Ricky again, but the song has been arranged.
Dr. Ricky Braffitt?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, coming up with the big dance.
Yes. But the song has been arranged by Roger Gittins.
Oh, my gosh. So
it's arranged by Roger Gittins, but it's going to be produced by Ricky, Dr. Ricky Braffitt.
Listen, Barbados already know how you feel when it comes to Roger Gittings and Pernell Farley. Those two names in particular, Barbados already know how you feel. Everything that I am, the good parts of me and the parts that Barbados loves so much is 95% because of Roger Gittings and Pernell Farley. And Roger Gittings is an absolute genius, so that's good.
Yeah.
So Classic...
Great legends, man.
Yes, Classic said he's ready. Ronnie, you know if the announcement is coming this year or not?
Yeah, as thought-provoking as usual, from what I understand, and the intervening 2 years due to COVID-19 have allowed a few more D's to be thrown into the lyrical mix.
A few more D's?
You heard it first.
Classic, I said a few more D's. I love it. So, thanks. So, Ronnie, know if the announcer is coming back with All Stars?
The announcer is coming. Let's leave it there.
You're good. Classic, are you? You know, are you coming back with the Big Show?
Yeah, I'll be back. Yes, sir. I'll be back with the Big Show. Big Show is coming. So, the Big Show.
Good. And of course, Barbara, you know, we're going to have Classic come back when the song finish, record. and the song finished the release. Of course, you know, we sit down here with Classic and release the song here exclusive and talk about the song and go into it in depth. Classic just came here this evening to let Barbados know, you know, we're a premiere exclusive. Let him know he's defending his crown. The song is already arranged, but Roger Giffin's finished arranged. Ricky Braffitt already set and ready to record, and Classic is ready to defend his crown. Of course, we're gonna let the music speak for itself, like he says. But Classic is an absolute pleasure, man. Classic, before we let these youngsters close off,
Sluggy, you need to ask Classic what it's been like to successfully hold on to a crown for 3 years with one song. That's historic. Kid Sight did a hat trick singing six songs. And this man does the hat trick with one song. That's never been done before.
But the only thing about it is I wasn't compensated for it. People tell me that I've been the longest reigning mother. I tell them not only reigning it, pouring. It flat out. We ain't even say pouring right now, right? And I ain't even getting that much. It's a time for Ronnie's still doing that time.
Yeah, right. That was called a classic response.
It's yes.
Like, it only raining, it pouring.
And I must say that, in the early 80s when I came in, well, mid 85, I was wrapping my head off left, right, and center. But I was always paying attention to the Calypsonians. And I would pay attention to Classic from Tell Them Calypsonians, Running, Conscience. And then he had Master Key and Nation Builders, Hanging on a String, which is still so appropriate today. It could have been written today. Mash Back the Corns, etc. And Classic has just been brilliant. And yes, for sure, in the many years prior to him winning the crown, there were occasions when he deserved much better. And I think I haven't seen a more popular winner amongst Calypsonians than Classic. 2015 was real tight because Donella and Colin were pretty close. And so too was 2019 when he won, because Adrian put down a performance that was incredible. That would normally win a crown on any other night. It really, he took the Christmas song, which was strange at preliminaries, which was, you know, strange, but by the time it got it to final, it was edgy. Because remember, Roger Giddens arranged that song, and even if you listen to that song today, the Christmas song, you're just going to hear something for the first time, and then when you listen to Classic's song, and you know, Alison coming in on cue, the dance, he came on stage I won't say it was Carol, but apparently it looked like Carol, and then by the time a few lines in, he was off. He was in the suit. I mean, that was it really was a fight then between Adrian and Classic, with Classic edging it the same way that Ian had Salesman. I can't remember the second song that he had, and Edwin had Taxi and Beggar. When Ian said, "Watch what I'm going to do with this taxi," and he pulled the taxi in a tow with his snow cone car. I mean, that's what Calypso's about for me. Classic. The Something Fishy song, I don't think people recognize how strong that song was until finals night. Because everybody knew In Bed Together, you know, and he had all kind of lines in there. And he had Eric Jerome Dickey, rest in peace, in his song as well when he won in 2019. But that's the class of... The combination of Mike Seeley and Classic is superb. And that's something... Yes, In Bed Together just blew away everything and everybody, you know, in that particular round. And it was a tight competition. Because you have to remember that Ian had... He sang a song about Barbados Gone Mad. That was the year he sang Barbados Gone Mad, because he won in 2013. He won in 2014. And I think he gave Donella, he wrote a song for Donella, one of the two songs she sang. But, Ian's a guy that if his mind's made up, he's singing camera phone. But everybody's saying, but you know, if you put a song similar to this other song you got about, he had a song about What Is Calypso, right?
I
would say, I watched the show, I think I commented on the show, I can't remember. And he, that performance, that was just incredible. That was amazing. But then the second song, you know, was different. But classic was solid. The Umbrella Ella. I mean, what can I tell you? Apparently he discovered that me and Adrian are half brothers. One black, the next one red as ever. And the Bajan Calypso crowds love it. But you see, the thing is with classic, he's gonna knock you out. He's gonna wear you down like a Sugar Ray Leonard, when other Calypsonians just come in there, you know, blows from top to bottom. But classic say, okay, just let me focus. Let me just focus on what I got to do, and you fellas can beat the hell out of each other. But I can focus on one. And he said that in his song, "I Ain't Come Here for That," which is 2014 when he sang Friendel's Nose, I think it was. And he came last in the finals that year. And the previous year, when he had a song called Big Words, which it should have taken him past the semifinals, straight into maybe the top three, he didn't even get in. And that was 2013.
That was a catastrophe.
But think of all the things from 1984 to 2013 that he went through. Even though it could be argued, you look at the winners in the 80s when he was on. You had Bumba in 87, John King in 86, Gabby in 85, 88. You had Rita. You had 1989, Pluck It with Bag. 1990, Serenade, the first of Two Crowns, second in 93. You had Invader in 92. You had Kid Say. So I'm just showing you that all of these artists were at the top of their game. Right? Now, I'm not saying they're not brilliant now, but that's when the competition was just... even to get in. Those are the days it appears as though the Calypsonians had no problem placing last because they recognized how close it was from eighth position to maybe third position with the other three separating themselves. So you know, I just want to pay tribute to Classic. Yeah, I love you as a brother in the art form. I've always admired you as a fan, and I think you're fantastic. And I know you're fantastic, and you've been a source of support for me, and I've been a source of encouragement for you, as many have in the top tier of Calypso in Barbados.
Yes, Classic, I can't top that. That was a great Ronnie Clark, of course, paying tribute and giving flowers to one of the greatest Barbados have ever seen, and he's still at the top of his game. He's still the reigning king today, and Ronnie spoke about him from the 80s, and this is 2022. Barbados, I think this is something absolutely phenomenal, that from that time till now, a person can still be number one, still at the top of his game. Classic, I give you your flowers. Know that you are here, my brother. I wish he could do a lot more for you, but at least they can say, like Ronnie said, they love you like a brother in the art form, and they wish you nothing but the best, and they know that you are one of the great ones.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Sluggy, and thank you for recommending a fine female artist who have written a song for her, and we're going to come and talk about that too, but, you know, in the meantime, we're going to just work on what we got to do, right? So we can divulge things, more things we go by, but
for
the work you're doing. We can talk about it when they release, but I want to thank you, you know, publicly for the work you've been doing with the young people, man. You've done a fantastic job. And the young lady's spot on. She went into the studio. She didn't get a chance to learn the song. She learned the song the same day. Went into the studio, recorded the same day. The producer said, wait, you need to sing some more soca songs. You remember you was all the time? You know, so like I said, I'm excited about it. It sounds great. And as time goes by, we can do what we got to do. Right?
Man, thank you. Thank you for real, man. I just appreciate a person like yourself. I always at my call. I can call anytime. Person like Ronnie, who I can call on. I couldn't do this show without him at all, because you know nothing about producing the show. He's come and do it all the time. And like, you know, and we know he's one of the greatest ever. So I must always thank you all. And all I'm trying to do is the same thing that you do for me, same thing Ronnie do for me, I try to do for somebody else. You know what I mean? There's nothing greater. And if others do what we do, then we can get a much better Barbados in the next couple of years. You understand? So that's all we're trying to do. Talicia, before you go, I want you to tell everyone about your products and where they can find you, and then they want Jabari to do the same. Let us all know about your products and where we can find you. And before you go ahead, let me tell you, you are absolutely phenomenal this evening. You are well-spoken, very articulate, and I can tell you are a good, good businesswoman. And we wish you all the best in your life going forward. And always be a friend to us. We are always here. Reach out anytime you want any message spread, just reach out to us. We are always here for you.
I appreciate that greatly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Again, the products are the Happy Treats Popsicles, fresh fruit popsicles, no dyes, no preservatives, just a little bit of sugar. Our flavors are Hello Yellow, which is mango, pineapple, and coconut milk. We have Sunset, which is mango and strawberry. We have plain strawberry. We have Tropical Fiesta, which is peaches, pineapple, and strawberry. Then we have the alcohol-infused ones for the adults. We have three flavors. One is called Love Potion, that is triple berries with wine. We have Pretty in Pink, and that is strawberry, prosecco, and vodka. And we also have one called Caribbean Breeze, and that is essentially a pina colada with a blue carousel. So that covers the popsicles, the cakes. We specialize in character cakes. We do a lot of 3D cakes. We do a lot of 2D cakes. We do gravity-defying cakes. We also do buttercream floral cakes as well. For more information on that, well, to find the cakes, you can go at Bake You Happy 246 on Instagram. To find the popsicles, you can go at Happy Treats BIM. And to contact me, there's one number, 826-2786.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And the show will be posted on the VOB website for everyone to listen back to the show. All the time, we posted it there forever. We have thousands of people go and hit it up. So I will, of course, send you the link as well. So you can also share your friends that might be at work and who want to hear it during the week. So we always have your information on record. Jabari, where can we find you and what products can we get from you?
You all can find me at OJ's Farm 246. And our products are from slaughter, livestock, and poultry. We have our vegetables ranging from cucumbers, squash, okras, beans, on a rotational basis. Well, sometimes we have sweet potatoes, cassava, a different range. And the process now is like sausages, nuggets. We're looking out to do like a flavor now, like extend it from like just the plain old normal sausages, the additives like cheese, just something unusual that you don't normally see.
Nice.
Right, regular sausage, you know.
Nice.
What I mean?
Yeah. Love it. I love it, man. That's great. Listen, my brother, that's great. The business have a number that barbers can reach you at.
Yeah, well, my contact is 830-4962.
830-4962 if you want to reach Jabari and Bake You Happy and Happy Treats BIM. Go and check them out as well. This has been Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Thanks to the King Classic. When the song is releasing, we have a world premiere here. Mr. Ronnie Clark, you have been phenomenal this evening as well. VOB Barbados, I love you for the support, man. Thanks for making us number one at all times. Mr. Clark, it's over to you, my brother.
Thank you to all who participated this evening. It's a blessing, it's a privilege, and it's an honor for me to be a part of this program with all of you. I wish you both success, Talicia and Jabari. And of course, genuinely, sincerely, Classic, in the competition, I wish you all the second best. No, I wish you all the best. And I know you're going to be fantastic.
Yeah, my brother.
I know you're going to be fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to hearing you this year, okay? Oh, yeah. Thanks to all. Slug it and take care of yourselves. And be safe.
The National Transformation Initiative is clearing a path for your knowledge-expanding, upskilling adventure. With over 1,000 courses provided free of cost and fully online from the world's leading provider of online courses, Coursera, you will get better. The hardest part is deciding where to start. The course called Mind Shift is there to help you shift your mind into a learning gear. Mind Shift is for those who may not be too familiar with this new world of online education. in a total of 11 hours, which you can do at your own pace. MindShift helps put you in the frame of mind to take advantage of all the great learning opportunities available in today's digital world. Search for the course called MindShift at training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. Because now is a good time to get better.